Oh, this first hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University.
It's a calling, a strange compulsion that makes us leave our homes, taking music on the road. We can't deny it, though we sometimes try it. It always haunts us if we hesitate to go. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May your wheels always turn and may the sun light up your day. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May you find your comfort in friends along the way.
Oh, indeed, indeed, indeed. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Inland Folk. This is Inland Folk for December the 17th, and it's the first of two holiday specials. We do them every year. We've done them ever since the show started way back in 1982, and originally we just did one. Now we do two. Show is 3 hours long, so be prepared for 6 hours of folk holiday music. This is music that is what can I say? It's music that is less mainstream, although you hear some mainstream songs and tunes, but there'll be different interpretations, so don't get all hung up. In fact, you might hear three or four different versions of Oh Come All Ye Faithful and Jingle Bells and all that, but they'll be intriguing because they'll be different. Alrighty, you'll hear bluegrass and kind of folk pop and folk jazz and country and Celtic and world and all kinds of things and wonderful songs, original songs about the holidays or the ramifications of said holidays. It's going to be fun, fun, fun. And I am so excited about doing these shows and just dragging out this music that we just get to hear once a year, because you won't hear these things on your normal commercial radio station. So we'll hear Emmylou Harris's version of Oh Beautiful Star of Bethlehem with Brian Bowers on the auto harp, and of course John McCutcheon's Christmas in the Trenches. That'll be somewhere in this 6 hours, as well as some fun stuff. Alrighty, here's some fun stuff. This is the Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairies with the Flecktones, who are known for their modern and off-the-wall interpretations of things. What a way to start this holiday special. Bela Fleck and the Flecktones, the Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairies. Thank you.
Christmas Eve was here. Downstairs, Mom and Dad weren't talking. Time was short and the path was clear. She put her coat on and went walking. Last minute shoppers on the go. Deck the halls and ho, ho, ho. Freezing, falling snow. She had written it all down. What she hoped to get for Christmas. Stood online at the store in town. Present Santa with her wish list. After waiting patiently, she was up upon a knee. Once she come to see. Ho, 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 and what's your name? Santa said as if he didn't know. She thought, what is this guy's game? Hey, he knows everything that song says. So she gave her name and played along with the fleeting feeling. Something's wrong, the piped in music went ding dong, ding dong. I see you brought your list for me. Later on, I'm gonna read it. There's other kids I have to see. Then an elf said, Santa, time's completed. She tried to not think, what a crock. For fear of cold inside her sock, she slid down off his knee and came and she lay in bed, filled with little girl emotion, sugar plum visions in her head, were clouded by betrayed devotion. Then in the middle of the night, came an extraordinary light, looking like an ancient Israel. Your heart to me, my friend, said the soft voice of the Savior. Santa's just like other men. Try to part his behavior. Let's give your wish another try. I know it's nothing you could buy. We're just talking to the wrong. You can laugh, or you can cry. I won't leave or say goodbye. You were just talking to the wrong guy, to the wrong guy. The day of Christmas Eve was here. Downstairs, Mom and Dad weren't talking.
That was an instrumental version of Joni Mitchell's River. Wish I had a river I could skate away on. And she starts out with the Jingle Bells thing. It's coming on Christmas. We're cutting down trees, singing songs of joy and peace. We'll probably get to Wish I Had a River or River. There are a couple of different versions. Riley and Maloney did a great version. And then we have Kim, can't think of her name, but we do have her, Kim. not Rudyard Kipling's Kim, but we have Kim. Kim, oh, it's a brand new, it came out about 3 years back. It's a great album. But we have her version of that song. And there are a couple other versions that we have hanging around of Joni Mitchell's. And this was the Flecktones version. And we also heard from the Flecktones this medley that had We Three Kings and The Little Drummer Boy and My Favorite Things and We Wish You a Merry Christmas and Rudolph and all kinds of things intertwined and juxtaposed and played around with fun stuff. The Watersons in there, the Ditchford Carol. And then we also had The Wrong Guy, which I really like that song from Carol Weiss, her Christmas album. And so there you go. And we had a lot of stuff. And we're still rolling with this. Yes, we are. And we're going to just keep the music coming. But I just need to let you know that you are listening to Inland Folk and our Christmas show, our holiday show. I guess we'll call it the holiday show because we do some other things. We do some things like this from the Byrne Sisters and for children.
Tibetan monks.
Yeah, they're chanting.
They're chanting for peace.
We wish all children everywhere for peace and love.
Every parent should be helping their child and being nice to them.
I think we would like everyone to have great food and healthy people for all our life.
I would like everyone to be happy and nobody to be sad.
Before we learn,
let it be this Christmas. Let the miracle of peace fall from the sky. Let it cover us as gently as the snow upon the trees. Oh, please, let it be this Christmas.
I am a child of America. It seems I am forgotten more each day. I have the hopes and dreams of tomorrow, but I need you to show.
A country called Tibet that is my home. Christmas.
Happy Hanukkah.
And a happy holidays too.
Tashidilek.
And a happy new year.
One, two, three, four.
People love the working man who does the best that he can, but don't forget all the horses and toys. Never could fix the poor little rich boys. People say they love the maid who sweats and toils just like a slave. Don't forget all the diamonds and pearls. Never could fix the poor little rich girls. You can measure it in blood. Toys never could fix the poor little rich boys.
laughter and light, and the music of the season. And the merchants' windows are all bright with the faces of the children. And the families hurry to their homes as the sky darkens and freezes. We'll be gathering round the hearths and tables, giving thanks for God's graces. And the birth of the rebel Jesus, they call him by the Prince of Peace, and they call him the Savior, and they pray to him upon the seas, and in every golden cavern, as they fill his churches with their pride and gold, and their faith in him increases. Yet they turn the nature that I worship him from the temple to a robber's den.
places once again this year. Waiting for me at the door, Christmas time is near. I can see the pine trees now, swaying here and there. They seem to know it's Christmas time, joy everywhere. Icicles on the branches, water cool and clear. Snowflakes are falling, Christmas time is near. So falling, Christmas time is near.
A poor orphan girl named Maria was walking to market one day when she stopped for to rest by the roadside where a bird with a broken wing lay. A few moments passed till she saw it, for its feathers were covered in sand. But soon, clean and wrapped, it was traveling in the warmth of Maria's small hand. She happily gave her last peso for a cage made of rushes and twine. She fed it loose corn from the market and watched it grow stronger in time. Now the Christmas Eve service was coming, and the church shone with tinsel and light, and all of the townsfolk brought presents to lay by the manger that night. There were diamonds, incense, and perfume, all the rarest, most costly of things. But for one ragged bird and a small cage, Maria had nothing to bring. She waited till just before midnight, so no one could see her go in. And crying, she knelt by the manger, for her gift was unworthy of him. Then a voice spoke to her from the darkness. Maria, what brings you to me? If the bird in the cage is your offering, then open the door, let me see. Though she trembled, she did as he asked her, and out of the cage the bird flew. Soaring up into the rafters on a wing that had healed good as new. Just then the midnight bells rang out and the little bird started to sing a song that no words could recapture, whose beauty was fit for. Just to listen to the cascade of notes, sweet and long, as her offering was lifted to heaven on the very first nightingale's song.
It's Christmas time again, and the mall is really weird. Everyone gets stressed out Christmas shopping every year. I have to stop and wonder, looking at my Christmas list. When Jesus was a kid, would he be doing this? I know he was a baby, but did he ever cry? Did Jesus wet his diapers, or were they always dry? Did he use a bottle before he used a cup? Did Jesus throw things on the floor for Mary to pick up? Did Mary ever spank him? Does the Bible say? Did Jesus scream and holler when things didn't go his way? I know he was a baby, but I wonder what he did when he was about my age, when Jesus was a kid. Did he have birthday parties? I like to think he might, but then I have to wonder, well, like, who did he invite? Were there other kids in bathrobes who play tag the way we do? Was he bummed out when his birthday gift said Merry Christmas too? Did Jesus put on sunscreen, or did he wear a floppy hat? Living in a desert, you can sunburn just like that. And he probably hated eating camel milk with mushy peas. Or can saviors just get out of eating gross things when they please? Probably hoped his dad would let him have a BB gun. I mean his father Joseph, you know, not the other one. It's not like it's a war toy, Jesus wouldn't hurt a flea. And he'd never point at anyone, he'd be as safe as me. And if his mother found it, she wouldn't make a scene. She'd never hide it in the attic, no, she was not that mean. He wanted peace on earth and goodwill to kids. I mean, he was a kid himself, so I'm sure he really did. We fight wars and we spill oil, we mess up the sand. I bet a kid like Jesus probably wouldn't understand. He'd see us Christmas shoppers trying hard to close our eyes to the homeless people sleeping near expensive stuff we buy. Might be wrong, but I'm a kid too, so I might be right. If we ask that kid Jesus, is all this stuff all right? Can we buy Christmas spirit if we spend lots of dough? Well, I think that kid Jesus would just say no. Christmas isn't about shopping, it's about the way we care. It's thinking, what would that kid Jesus do if he was here? So if some kid you know messes up something they did, remember Jesus was a human too when he was a kid. Acting like a kid at Christmas should not be a sin. Remember when we do it, we're only acting just like him. So this Christmas let's just be nice to each other, don't you see? When Jesus was a kid, he was a lot like you and me. Jesus was a kid, he needed love like you and me.
Peter Alsop. Peter Alsop. I wonder what ever happened to Peter Alsop from California. He lived in Northern California, and he did all kinds of stuff like that when Jesus was a kid. We also heard from Open Road in there, and Christmas is Near, and we heard from Jody Marshall, and the Nutcracker Suite, and we heard from just all kinds of things that I can't remember right now. You know why? Because it's on the playlist, and I don't have to remember, and all you need to do is check out the playlists, okay? Chris Stortle doing the playlist for this show. Back on board again, which is kind of cool. You know, maybe I have like 3 or 4 people, and I just, you know, go full circle. And some of them go up and travel, and they hit the road for 3 or 4 years, and they come back, and they need a job. You know what I mean? So that's how that goes. And then others just stick around and kind of, you know, the playlist thing is cool. And then they want to do something else, and then they come back, and we just do playlists, and we have fun doing them. So, Chris Stortle, good to have you back. Alrighty, this holiday special, and we're going to be back with lots more holiday music, so you just hold your horses, because we're coming back.
And what was in those ships, all three on Christmas Day in the morning?